You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week saw controversy sparked out of Nelson's Santa Parade when a non-traditional Santa was represented this year. This year's Santa wore a red korowai and was a Maori man. This resulted in people from Nelson having a variety of opinions. Some said that Santa has always been a jolly white man in a red suit, and it was distressing for children to be confronted with this representation. The comment section around these stories left space for many to leave racist remarks, resulting in the comment section being disabled for a stuff article on the topic. The Nelson Deputy Mayor Paul Matheson also remarked that he found the commentary on the matter to be quite sick. Nelson's council decision for this year's Santa also received a great deal of support for leaning into multiculturalism and giving space for Maori representation in what is typically a Eurocentric image. I reached out to therapeutic care worker Jordan Henare, who works with children and youth in New Zealand. I wanted to gain his insights and what this conversation meant to him and young people he works with. He started by telling me what his initial reaction was to this representation of Santa.
I thought it was a really cool interpretation of Santa. When I looked at it without reading the responses, I actually didn't flinch or even have an issue with it, really. It seemed like a much more Kiwi and practical interpretation of Santa.
So, of course, this sparked controversy around depictions of Santa. What was your response to that controversy?
Well, I mean, I fully participated in the broad and robust conversation surrounding that controversy, but I didn't really understand the issue, I suppose. I didn't see why there was a problem. You know, I feel the need to see Māori representation when it comes to something like Santa as well, if it's going to be a state holiday, because, of course, of all the stuff like participation and cooperation and whatnot. So, largely speaking, when I saw the controversy, I would point out to people that the most Santa thing you can do to Santa is reinterpret his image to the local area, because that's what's been happening with Santa for a long time now.
So a lot of people have responded to this saying that by having a multicultural representation of Santa, it can result in uncomfortable conversations at home for parents. And a lot of the criticism stems from children having a negative reaction to this Santa. Do you see those comments as valid?
I see the comments from the children as valid. I don't think you can really hold that against children, developmentally speaking. They're still trying to conceptualize something like Santa. But when it comes to the parents' input or the caregiver's input, there is, you know, an acceptance that you're already explaining this being to your children. It's not actually that difficult to modify Santa. So while the children's responses are completely valid and their voices are very important, the response from the parents is also very important, but it only needs to be important to what they're saying to the child. Really, I don't think they need to come out and tell other adults what is or isn't acceptable when it comes to Santa. And guiding the children through that experience is probably very important. And I personally think it's really important to open the children up to multiculturalism in that conversation.
So in addition to that, those comments from parents, it's also sparked comments around race. So people saying that Santa has always been a white man. What do you have to say to that?
To me, it seems like people are only willing to accept Santa as a white man since he became one, considering there are multiple origins of Santa, one of which is that he was Turkish. And from the time period that we're looking at when it comes to Santa, you wouldn't have seen a white man in Turkey. But there's also Germanic interpretations. And then the most common one that people seem to be calling traditional is the image of Santa that's only 70 years old. You know, there are people who are still alive now, quite healthy, who were present when this white and red third Santa was introduced, allegedly, by the Coca-Cola Corporation. I don't really see that as a legitimate stance. I don't see why Santa has to be a white man, and he's an ageless being, and none of us have actually seen him in accordance to the legend of Santa. Because you can't, you're not allowed. So there's nothing to say, on Christmas Eve anyway. So there's nothing to say that you have to take what is presented in his image as fact. He is malleable. He is a malleable figure.
And so as someone who works with youth in New Zealand and children, has this issue sparked conversations around Santa for you personally?
It has. And the sad reality is some of those conversations have been very heartbreaking. When I've seen people talking about having to explain to their children how are they going to tell them that this Māori man is Santa, what I challenge them with is that such a mild conversation compared to a child who says, why doesn't Santa visit my household? There's a beautiful child who's done nothing wrong. And, you know, the whole naughty or nice list thing, you can't delve into that with them because you're telling a child who's done nothing wrong that they're naughty based on other contributing factors, usually socioeconomic contributing factors surrounding Santa. And so I don't think explaining to a child that Santa can be Māori is quite as difficult to when it comes to explaining to a child that they're not getting presents because I can't even really word it. I don't have a reason. I can't give them a reason because they deserve presents, but they can't get them. So that's a difficult conversation.
Yeah. And is there anything else you want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, just that the negative comments and all of the bad stuff, I think what people don't realize, or what a lot of people don't realize, they kind of sit in the middle and say, oh, it's not that bad. Like, it's just a few people commenting. These comments are daily. It's not just Santa. There's stuff that comes up every couple of weeks. I mean, for the longest time, it's been about land claims, and every time there's an article about land claims, it's the racist vitriol again. And when you're Māori, like I am and like my family are, those comments are personal. And we take them personally because when you see things like what is being said, I can't help but think about my family and my nieces and the future I want for them. So, and there's, of course, these little Māori children that I work with now and the New Zealand I want for them and their representation. So I think people just need to keep in mind that when they don't think something is that bad, that it's probably because they're not interacting with it daily. But when you're a member of a race, or when you're Māori, you can't help but interact daily. You don't have a choice. People put their opinions on you.
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole position on The Wire.
I jumped into that bed music pretty quick, but that was Jordan Henare, who's a therapeutic care worker. I want to thank him very much for speaking with me on the subject. Now, the question that was asked today on BFM's poll, is it okay to have a non-traditional representation of Santa? And I am quite surprised. We have a landslide in our poll today, which shows 95% of people said, yes, there is space in New Zealand for a non-traditional representation of Santa, and 5% said no. What do you guys think? Both just snapped to look at each other.
No, I think it's good to have different representations of Santa. It was always about the magic of Santa, not what he looked like.
Exactly. Christmas is all about just like family and coming together and just happiness and all that. So I think there is space for people to celebrate Santa in many different ways.
I did get a text just in, which is interesting. Being that both Santa and Jesus are now Christian Christmas personalities, how come we are not seeing a brown-skinned baby Jesus being that he was a Middle Eastern child? Oh, God. I mean, this all comes down to we have a super colonial,
it's a
Eurocentric
narrative.
It is an exclusive narrative. Have people who get to write the narrative around these subjects and who get to decide what is tradition just based on who has the power in these conversations.
That's definitely what we've seen by, like, that's the traditional thing that we're looking at right now.
I'm also curious what you guys think about how a parent can handle a child who might have a negative reaction to a non-traditional representation of Santa.
Well, I mean, I think you just explained to your kids, like, that's not what Santa was about to begin with, was it? Like, the important thing about Santa is connecting with the magic of Christmas and family, and Santa can do that no matter what Santa looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas is a magical time, you know? So yeah. I think they should just be able to enjoy Christmas the way they want to enjoy it. And they don't have to, like, affect other people by, like, attacking people's traditions or whatever, you know?
And with multiculturalism as well in the conversation, do you think we should... Because, of course, Justin brought this up before, how where he's from, you'd see Asian Santas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's normal, and that's because you have that subject coming to a community, and then it has to correlate with that community to basically become cohesive with it. Do you think we should be pushing for more of that in New Zealand?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've been pushing the white Santa for too long now.
I love that. We've been pushing the Santa, white Santa for too long.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not what New Zealand really looks like.
Mm, yeah. Love it.
It's called Democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.